is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
After some were concerned that Canada may not end up being part of a new trade agreement between the United States and Mexico, President Trump says the White House is in full communication with Canadian officials and they will be part of the deal if they want to be.
Canada's here right now. They were here till late in the evening. They came to see us. They wanted to meet us. They want to be a part of it.
Trump saying he's given Canada until tomorrow to decide if it wants to join in the currently bilateral agreement. More now on the passing of Senator John McCain. It seems Sarah Palin, who was his running mate in the 2008 presidential election, has not been sent an invitation to the senator's Saturday funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. The Labor Department reporting that 213,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 more than the week before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Amazon claims Bernie Sanders is making misleading statements about what it pays employees at its many fulfillment centers. The Vermont senator has been calling out Amazon for economic disparity between its employees and CEO Jeff Bezos, the world's richest person. Amazon defending its pay practices, saying the average full-time worker at a fulfillment center gets more than $18 an hour and benefits. Why is every cell in every Pennsylvania prison now on lockdown? USA's Wendy King has the answers.
Staff members were sickened by unknown substances.
Inmates will be in their cells 24/7. They will be fed in their cells. They'll receive any medical care that they need at their cells.
Amy Warden, Department of Corrections. There's a similar situation in an Ohio prison. The drug fentanyl is suspected. And in Arkansas, two inmates were found dead at one of the state's most secure prisons. That brings the number of Arkansas prisoners dying this week from tainted illicit drugs to five.
And PETA now wants to erect a 5-foot granite memorial on the site of a truck crash in Brunswick, Maine that killed 4,500 lobsters last week. It's asking the State Highway Department to let it put up the memorial that would say, in memory of the lobsters who suffered and died at this spot in August of 2018, try vegan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's special edition of Legends of Success, America's program that introduces you to our country's most admired and successful entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals, people who have overcome obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top with integrity and by doing the right thing. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you again for sharing part of your day with us. We continue to visit with some of the most brilliant business minds in America, who all started out in life somewhere between poor and modest means, and all having the common thread of having to overcome obstacles and tremendous setbacks to navigate their way to the top of success. Well, that common thread, and they both continue today, as we welcome Walter Anderson, the chairman, publisher, and CEO of Parade Magazine. But if all you knew about Walter Anderson was his childhood background, you'd probably vote him number one as the least likely to succeed in business. Here to share his own Horatio Alger story and a few leadership techniques he's learned along the way, let's welcome our friend Walter Anderson. Walter, welcome back to Legends of Success.
It's very nice to be here, John.
Well, nice to speak with you again. How have you been since last time we interviewed you?
Well, very well. I mean, you know, every day that you get up is I don't like that old, the alternative to that.
Is that right? Well, last time you were on, not only our phones rang off the hook, we gave out an 800 number and an email because we just gave away the interview. You helped so many people. We were really flooded. And, folks, we're going to get into some of Walter's background. You know, just for a moment, if I could indulge here, Walter, I want to list a couple attributes on your background and your current CV, what's going on. You know, folks, for 20 years, Walter Anderson was the editor of Parade Magazine, and since 2000 has been the chairman, publisher, and CEO. He has led the executive team in growth in circulation from 21 million in 129 newspapers to now over 37 million in circulation in 340 newspapers. And in 1994, Walter Anderson was the recipient of the 1994 Horatio Alger Award. Now, he's also written a couple of books that we're going to refer to today. But, you know, Walter, with these kind of credentials and background and resume, one would tend to think that you had a pretty decent upbringing. Why don't you tell us a little bit about where you're from and what your life was like as a kid?
I was raised in a tenement in a little city called Mount Vernon, which is right at the edge of the Bronx. And where I live was literally at the edge of the Bronx. And my father was a violent alcoholic. My brother was a fighter, and my sister was a street gang leader. My father would beat me if he caught me reading. You see, my father couldn't read, and the very thought of his son reading would infuriate him. And the beatings were fast and furious for things that I might do. And I was often safer on a street corner than I was in my own bed. In my neighborhood, there was a woman, Mrs. Williams, and she had three sons, Otis, Keith, and Barry. Barry, the youngest, was my best friend. Well, Mrs. Williams was the only educated person in the neighborhood. She was a teacher in New York City, and she took an interest in me because of my friendship with Barry. And she would help me. She would encourage me. She'd always say, Walter, you can do this. In years to come, when I would leave, I quit high school at 16, I wrote a letter, by the way, to the vice principal of the high school, and I said, Dear Mr. Childs, I'm tired of people messing with me. I'm going to join the Marines. Well, what I wasn't aware of was a place called Parris Island, South Carolina. I was soon to find out what being messed with meant.
Sure.
But as I went through that and experienced it, I remember there was a time the Marine Corps discovered very quickly that I could learn quickly, even though I was a high school dropout. So they started putting me into schools. And they sent me out to an electronics school out in San Diego. And I remember my first day being with all of my fellow Marines. And they all were legitimate high school graduates, all had attended or graduated from college. It wasn't exactly the best day of my life, and I prayed, just let me pass a course. Let me pass one course. Well, after a year, I graduated from three of the Marine electronic schools, but I did it by each day trying to remember that I'll get by this day. And I remembered Mrs. Williams, this educated person who kept telling me, you can do this, and I would hear her voice and get through that day. Well, at the end of the year and graduated from the third school, I was number 7 out of 24. Normally, they promoted 1, 2, and 3 to Lance Corporal. But in my case, they promoted me because I had come from so far behind. Now, in time, I'd become a corporal. I'd become a sergeant. I'd serve in Vietnam. I'd end up spending closer to 5 years in the Marine Corps than 4. I'd get out. I'd become a reporter, a newspaper editor, general manager. I'd become editor of the largest circulation magazine. I'd write books. I'd appear on television. I would appear on stage. I'd do a variety of different things and have honors galore. All of it combined in my adult life is not as large or significant as that day those anonymous officers promoted me to Lance Corporal, because that was the first time in my adult life someone said, I believe in you. I believe in you. And that occurred because an educated person, when I was a child, put her hand on my shoulder and said, you can do this, Walter. Each and every one of us has the opportunity to change the world by helping a child. Every one of us can be a Mrs. Williams in the life of a child. A few years ago, I was on one of the talk shows on television, Sally Jesse Raphael, and Sally said to me, well, Walter, you know, you wouldn't be where you are today if you hadn't had the childhood. And I said, well, Sally, actually, that's not true. I said, I am who I am despite my childhood, not because of it. If you take a handful of seeds and you throw them on concrete, one seed, despite monumental odds, will take root and a flower will bloom. But imagine the blossom you'd get if you put that same seed in fertile soil. Again, I am who I am despite what I experienced, not because of it. Abuse is always wrong.
Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, we're visiting with Walter Anderson. Now, he gave you a capsule. Now, we're going to go back and uncover a couple of stones because Just the segment he gave us, we could probably make 3 hours on, and there's probably a couple critical points I want to go back and review with you, Walter. Walter is the chairman, publisher, and CEO of, I guess, what is considered and tallied up, Walter, the most successful magazine in circulation in the world. Am I correct?
Yes, it is.
Parade Magazine. And how many actual readers are there? Several hundred million?
Well, no one really, when your circulation is that high, you don't really
right.
know. So we always say in excess of 70 million readers.
Incredible. Now, when you go back, you just said a lot. And, you know, Walter, there's a lot of people right now growing up as you did in a very poor and a very rough neighborhood. Your father literally just beat you silly. As a matter of fact, Walter, and folks, if you ever want to read one of the best books, I don't care if you're in business or not, the book is called Meant to Be. This is such a riveting book of one man's life, and you can't tell me how tough times were. I'm sure there's some people that had tougher times, but there's not a lot of them. Walter Anderson chronicles his story in this book, Meant to Be. It is absolutely incredible. Walter, in this book, I believe that you said at age 12, here's an excerpt, I had been deep in sleep in the middle of the night when the first slap shocked me awake. I instinctively cringed, covering my face with my hands, drawing my body away from the blows. And he went on to say, it's as he lifted his right fist higher, I drew my knees to my chest, and in a futile gesture, tried to tuck in my face. Walter, what in the world was going through your mind at the time? You're just getting the living heck beat out of you.
I lived with fear every day of my life when I was a child. You know, when we're a child, we learn when to trust. When we're an adolescent, we search for identity. When we're adults, we see beyond ourselves. But as a child, the most important lesson, and the only real lesson a child did, is trust. And I certainly wasn't getting a lesson of trust. I was getting lessons of fear. I lived in fear in this home, and every day I was afraid.
Every single day. And folks,
every day. It was the terror. When it ended, there was relief. It's kind of like the old joke about batting your head against the wall and stopping because it feels so good when you stop. Mm. But the physical violence that, your body heals.
Sure.
But it's the damage that happens to your emotions. Now,
let's take a quick break there, Walter, because we're on some hard time for a break. And I want to continue that thought. It's the damage. We get back, folks. Walter's going to continue with the effects of what happened. Total child abuse, being beaten almost daily. Walter Anderson is the chairman, CEO, and publisher of Parade Magazine, telling us in a fascinating story of overcoming major obstacles to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234, to speak to an income specialist. Call now, 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now, 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Walter Anderson is the chairman, CEO, and publisher of the most widely read and circulated newspaper magazine in the world, Parade Magazine, telling us about a tremendously abused life where his father literally would just beat the living heck out of him almost daily. He would wake up in the middle of sleep in sheer terror, just having these fists just knocking the living heck out of him. Walter, do you ever heal from that emotion, and how do you carry on?
One of the things that happens to all of us is that the most selfish organism on earth is the human infant. It's I, me, and the whole world is just for that child. As we begin to mature as a baby, we begin to recognize we need others, and that warm face, somebody to give us, to change us, to give us milk or whatever it is, some kind of food. We need others. And once we recognize that need, John, we become vulnerable. We become vulnerable to others. And in childhood, the single lesson a child learns is when to trust. So when you violate the child's trust, you are violating the most important aspect of the child's personality. And yes, this can be adjudged later, but I think it's important to understand that Most children who are abused, most, and by most I mean more than 95-96%, who become adults do not abuse their children as adults, but become experts at abusing themselves. Having said that, I've never known an adult abuser who hadn't been abused as a child, but most abused children do not become abusers as adults of children, but they do abuse themselves. Now, here's what something that happens. I've asked every celebrated person I've ever known, whether they were an astronaut, the President of the United States, actors, actresses, writers, I've asked every one of them this single question. When it's dark and you're alone, do you ever say to yourself, what will I do when they find out I'm me? And every one of them has nodded, just like our listeners right now. When they heard that question, just like you did, John,
oh, God,
they're
yeah.
all nodding their heads.
Yes.
You know, for years I thought that I was the only person in the world, when it was dark and I was alone, worried that others would find out that I was inferior, that I was vulnerable, that I deserved to be rejected. I know now every sane human being worries that others will find out that they're not quite good enough, that they can be hurt, that maybe they don't belong. All of us experience that sense of vulnerability all of our lives. The important thing to do is to recognize, and this is to really answer your question about healing,
yes.
is to recognize that I invent myself, you do too. I create myself, you do too. We define ourselves by the choices we make, and all of our choices have consequences. If we change our choices, we change the consequences, whether you're 7, 17, 27, 57, 77, or 97. You can change your future by changing your choices today. We define ourselves by those choices. And at some point in our lives, it is wise to let go. I was counseling a young man who I have to describe this in an oblique way because it would be too shocking, but this was a young boy who was sexually abused by his father repeatedly when he was small. And his father would do this to this child when he would take him to a shower and tie him up in a shower. And he was telling me a story, and he was crying as he was telling me the story. And when he finished, I said to him, why did you tell me that story? And, you know, he looked at me confused, and he stopped his crying, and I said, why did you tell me that story? He said, well, I thought you wanted to hear the story about what happened to me. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. You're very upset, and you're crying. I said, yeah. I said, are you in the shower? He said, no. I said, am I doing that to you? He said, no. And I said, let it go.
Good for you.
All right. Here's the thing. We need to know about forgiveness. And a child, when a therapist tells a victim that they have to forgive in order to be whole, he or she is abusing that victim that much further, because you should never do that. If a victim decides to, quote, forgive, unquote, this is what he or she is doing. All he's doing is saying, I no longer hurt.
Isn't that the opposite of most advice, though, Walter, that you
yes,
hear out
the
there?
The other advice is wrong, because it puts a responsibility on the victim for the rehabilitation of the abuser, which is wrong. Forgiveness only means you no longer hurt.
But when you carry anger, as you carry anger, though, doesn't that destroy you?
No. Hatred would destroy you. Anger is what inspires all creative acts.
Mm-hmm.
Anger is what pushes a runner past the finish line. It's not anger in and of itself that is either good or bad. It's what you do with it. For example, with anger, you can sublimate it. That is to create, or do a different way. Anger, you can just be displaced. You know, my boss yells at me. I go home, yell at my wife. My wife yells at my son. And my son kicks the dog. It's all displaced anger.
It's all downhill.
Right. If instead I do something creative with my frustration, because anger is a child of frustration, if I do something creative with it, if I help other human beings, and a lot of goodwill and help is actually based in anger. If I write a book, a poem, if I try to create something, because anger is just energy,
sure.
then I'm doing something positive. Well, that's a choice. Do I sublimate my anger, or do I displace my anger? And that's a choice that we make.
How did you make that choice? You know, when you look back, I mean, reading your book, you were severely beaten on a long period of time. There had to be a crucial moment when Walter Anderson said to himself, I can either sink or swim. Do you remember that specific moment, and how did you make that decision for the benefit of the others that are listening who haven't made that decision yet?
Okay, John, I'm going to answer this, but with this qualifier
okay.
that I may not be right. I'll give the answer. I'm going to try to answer the question, but I may not be right. It may be just the way I want to remember it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. When I was because I don't really believe there's turning points in our lives. I think what happens is there's certain times in our lives when things come together, but we're almost prepared to do it at that moment. It's not that there's a special turning point. Something happens.
Okay.
But here's what occurred. I remember one time when we didn't have a telephone that worked, so I had to go across the street to make a telephone call to my brother. And I went into this telephone booth. And when I left, I reached up and I realized I had blood down my face. And whoever had used the phone before me, maybe who had been hurt or wounded, was bleeding. And I came back to the apartment. I went up to the tenement steps and I washed the blood off my face. And I then went back down. I sat on the tenement steps. And in New York, it's never really quiet. You're always hearing noises and that, but it was relatively quiet. I sat there thinking about this mysterious person whose blood I had won in the neighborhood and the violence, and it just all came to me. And I went through a momentary depression, even had a color, like a deep purple. And I sat there, and then suddenly I vowed, I'm getting out of here. Mm. And I meant it. Mm. I was 12 years old. What happened is, as a child, I was defiant. The more my father beat me about reading, the more I read. I used to go to a library, and because I could fight as a child, like I said, my brother was a fighter, my sister was a street gang leader. By the time I was 6 years old, I really knew how to fight. And I could go into a library, and a library to me was an island. I could go there, I could read. Librarians weren't like my teachers. All they did was encourage me to read. Well, I could open a book, I could turn the pages, and I could be anybody. I could be anywhere. I could imagine myself out of a slum. I read myself out of poverty long before I worked myself out of poverty. So I found my way out really through reading and through education. I didn't know that I was doing that, but I was. And all the librarians did was encourage me to read, and I read everything.
Well, you know, Walter, aren't there some people out there? Now, you escape through books, but there are some people, I think, not to turn this into a psychology course, that escape. They turn into an alternate or a different personality altogether just to escape the reality of being beat or abused.
Sure. Well, you learn to survive. I mean, if you remember that the most basic need of human beings is to survive, whether it's Maslow and his hierarchy of needs or any number of others, every social scientist who's ever lived would agree that the first need of a human being is to survive, and the second would be security. Mm-hmm. So we're all survivors in that sense. First, we have to survive, and all our instincts and reflexes are devoted to that idea of survival. And so We do what's necessary, and there is. Remember what I said. There is what the parent does that abuses the child. It is an abuse of love. It is an abuse of trust, but mainly it's an abuse of love. It's the most horrible and heinous of abuses, and it is true that some people never get over it. Also, probably, I mean, there's no real fixed numbers on this, but I'll give you an ugly side of all of this, a really ugly side. I would guess, and again, a guess, maybe 89 to 90% of sociopaths are chemically made. They're a sociopath when they're born, that their brain is wired differently from yours and mine.
I believe it.
But 1 out of 10, we make our sociopaths. We create them. And how do we do that? Empathy, the ability to feel pain in another, is not innate. It's not born. We have to teach empathy. We teach children to feel the pain of others. If by the time a child is 2 or 3 years old, he or she has not been taught empathy, we've created a functioning sociopath.
At that young of an age, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, Walter, we get right back. Not to break up again, I want to ask you, and we'll continue with that thought because we're coming up on a break, a message that you have. People are getting beat on a daily basis, abused by parents and older people. I want you to give them a personal message when we get back, because they're struggling to this right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Walter Anderson, the chairman, CEO, and publisher of Parade Magazine, is our exclusive guest on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Around 1,000 people are expected to attend a service this morning at a church in North Phoenix to remember late Senator John McCain, who passed away last Saturday. Former Vice President Joe Biden will deliver a eulogy. And also making remarks, at the request of the late Senator, Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald, who says it's going to be difficult.
How do you accurately be able to give somebody their due justice, you know, who's served the United States for 60-plus years? I mean, dedicated his entire life. And to be able to do that in, you know, 5 or 6 minutes is extremely difficult, but I'm going to do the best I can. And
AAA is predicting the weekend will be the most expensive Labor Day in the last 4 years for your gas tank. The national average for a gallon is now $2.84. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Our exclusive guest today is Walter Anderson, the chairman and CEO of Parade Magazine. Walter is very generously giving his personal life story and what he's experienced. An amazing Horatio Alger story. He's also the recipient of the 1994 Horatio Alger Award for overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. Walter, you were a severely abused child. Somehow you got out of it. Your father beat you on a regular basis. Right now, I have listeners. You have listeners that are sitting back and going through this. They're recipients of abuse. They need some message, something from you. What can you say to them?
It is not your fault. You are not responsible for the abuse that you have received. When I was a little boy, I used to say, "Oh, I'm so sorry I made Daddy mad. I'm so sorry I made Daddy mad." And that's the language of a victim. I was accepting responsibility for the abuse I was received. I was wrong. My life has value. Your life has value. We have value as human beings, and we are not responsible for the abuse we receive. We do not deserve it. It is not a judgment upon us. It is a judgment, in fact, on those who abuse. It is not a judgment of the people who are abused. And the other thing is, most important, because what it strips away is your confidence, and confidence is an attitude, and attitudes are learned. Here's the important thing. Human beings can be transformed. We can be more than we are. And we do that, again, by the choices we make. Change our choices, we change our lives.
And is that how difficult a process? As a matter of fact, before I ask you that question, folks, that and the wisdom, I'm going to ask Walter to give us the steps here or the things, the critical points he's figured out and actually taught in a college. It's called The Confidence Course is the book. Confidence Course, which is published by HarperCollins. Highly recommend it. Walter, what are the 6 or 7 choices we can make on a daily basis that can transform our lives? You did it. How did you do it?
John, there are 7 choices that we make every day of our lives, and usually we don't even recognize we're making. The first is our appearance. That's a choice. What do we look like? Do we comb our hair or not? What shirt or blouse do we wear? Do we wear makeup or not? How do we look for the rest? That's the first communication that we give to other people, our appearance. Frankly, most of what we know about another people is just another person. We see people in a small little square that is their face, their chest, and a little bit of their shoulders. So we have a choice what we look like. Look in the mirror. Are we clean? How How do we look? That's a choice. The second is our language. Nobody on earth is more expert than you at one thing, and that's finishing your own sentences. You choose the language you use. You choose it. So now it's two choices, appearance and language. You choose the words you use. The third is behavior. Look, the truth is that bad things happen to the very best people. Disappointment, loss, and tragedy occur in every human life. There are no exceptions. Disappointment, loss, and tragedy do not determine your character as a human being or the character or the quality of your life. How you respond to disappointment, loss, and tragedy determines your character and the quality of your life. How you respond to disappointment, loss, and tragedy is a choice. So you have appearance, language, and behavior. The fourth is people. You choose who you're going to listen to, who you're going to respond to, who you're going to seek comfort from or advice from. If you take a good look at the people in your life, most of them, more often than not, are a choice. You choose to be with them in that moment. Information. Right now, there is a blizzard of information available to every human being, whether it's on the internet, on television, on radio, whether it's in magazines, newspapers, whether it's in gossip and conversations at the water cooler. There's information available. What is it you choose to absorb? Because most of the information that exists is out of date and antiquated before you receive it. But what is it you choose to you know, it becomes so obvious if you see see one movie like Dead Man Walking, as opposed to analyze that, you know, one you'll come out laughing and the other you're not going to come out laughing. It has an impact on you. Well, information has an impact on you. What information do you choose to receive? All right. Then this number six is places. More often than not, where we are physically is a choice. Why are you on this corner as opposed to that? Why do you live in this town as opposed to that? Why in this building as opposed to that? It's because someone else has made a choice? No, you have made a choice. And then finally, time is number seven. We choose when to take action in our lives. And the funny thing is, those seven choices are made every day, several times a day, by every human being, and very few human beings realize that they are not only affecting today, but the rest of their lives with those choices. Change those choices, and you will change the consequences to those choices.
Well, and the one thing you're saying here, these aren't just things that happen to people. If you get lazy about it and you don't think about it, you're just going to assume they're happening. But every single one of these are choices.
Yes, and destiny is not something you wait for. Destiny is not something that happens to you. Destiny is a choice, and you make your destiny by affecting those seven choices I just described.
Absolutely incredible. You know, we get back from a break in a little while here. I'm going to also ask you to deliver a message to those who are abusing people, because, you know, they really need to stop. And, you know, folks, again, I don't want to turn this into an emotional psychology course, but there's a lot of this going on out there, and I hope that Walter is helping you and hopefully inspiring you. That course, you know, the book Cure the Confidence course, you have noted the most important class you never took in school. You actually taught this as a course, didn't you, Walter?
At the New School for Social Research in New York. What happened was the dean there asked me to begin a course. I had, because so many people had asked me about being confident because they heard me speak and so on. And I realized, they didn't realize how nervous I was, and I gave the appearance of not being nervous. And I realized, I could teach people to be more confident. I thought I could. So we set it up that I would teach a course, and they felt that if I got 12 or 13 students, it would be successful. We ended up with, I think, 55 in the first class.
Jeez.
The second one was in the hundreds. We had to move to an auditorium, and I said, no, that's it. I'm lecturing at. I said, we got to keep it. I realized that after I taught this a couple of semesters, I had to do it as a book, and it's been very effective, thank God, as a book.
What a book it is, on HarperCollins. Folks, when we get back, we're going to talk to Walter Anderson, get some more advice, and then I want to ask Walter, through all you've been, what leadership skills, what business skills, we'll talk a little bit more about Parade Magazine and what makes that magazine, newspaper magazine, so successful. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back.
For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com. This is Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Shouldn't your home be your own? custom, one-of-a-kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then, take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now, we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you again, Walter. When you first came on, we had seven stations, and it's because of the gift of time of people like yourself, who are national in name before we were national, is the specific reason I believe that we have grown to where we are. I thank you very much, Walter.
You're very welcome. I'm honored to be here.
Well, and before we took a break, Walter, I was going to ask you, you gave a message to people who are being abused. You told them they got to get out of it. It's not their fault. One of the most important lessons, it isn't their fault. It's not their fault that they're getting beaten. What message can you deliver right now? Because we have listeners listening who are doing the abusing. What do you have to say to them?
Stop. It's inexcusable. You know, the bully in the schoolyard responds to the same thing that the victim responds to, and it's anxiety and fear. They're both responding to the same phenomena, but they're responding in two different ways. Oftentimes, the bully, the abuser, wants someone else to feel the pain that he or she feels. It is absolutely the wrong way to dissolve or absolve that pain. You hurting another human being does not make your pain go away. In fact, in time, it only increases the pain.
And I hope they're getting a lesson. It's pretty tough to convince anybody to stop if they're a little bit deranged. Am I correct?
Yes, but the fact is that that they're frightened also, and it's important to understand that, that they're frightened. However, when someone has beaten the bejesus out of you, it's a little bit too late to be asking about the poor problems they had as a child. If you're the victim, you must get out of that situation. You must absent yourself from that situation. You are not responsible for the behavior, and you have absolutely no obligation to the abuser.
Walter Anderson, wow. He's been there. He's telling you from experience. This is Legends of Success.
I'm Selma, and I'll be your server this evening. The special is pasta primavera, and it comes with a salad. Oh, and by the way, I abuse my children. Lots of times, I beat them for even the smallest reason. When they really get on my nerves, I lock them in the closet for a few hours.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
This is Legends of Success.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234, to speak to an income specialist. Call now, 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
I am who I am despite my childhood, not because of it. If you take a handful of seeds and you throw them on concrete, one seed, despite monumental odds, will take root and a flower will bloom. But imagine the blossom you'd get if you put that same seed in fertile soil. Again, I am who I am despite what I experienced, not because of it. Abuse is always wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, Walter Anderson is our guest today on Legends of Success. Walter, you had to work hard. You had to really pull yourself up by your bootstraps and make a constant decision that you're not going to let this bring you down. You became a leader. You are now the leader of what is the most popular, widely read newspaper magazine in the world. What do you, as a business leader, what, say, three critical elements do you think make up an effective leader today, Walter?
I think the first is to knowledge is the prerequisite of all leadership. I learned that in the Marine Corps, actually in NCO school in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is the prerequisite of all leadership. We can create a leader if we have a group of five people. Whoever, if I give them a problem to solve, whoever I give the information to automatically becomes the leader. But I think what's important is to understand what leadership is. A real leader evokes in others an eager willingness to contribute. And that's really the best way to define a leader. Who evokes in others? Because a leader is not the person who's fastest, smartest, strongest. The leader is the person who most represents the norms and the standards of the group. That's what leadership is. And the cliches are true. That's why they're cliches. Leadership by example is always the most effective leadership. One of the most important, I remember many years ago, General Eisenhower was asked to describe leadership, and he put a piece of string, it's a true story, put a piece of string across a desk, and he told someone, he said, try to push that forward. Of course, you can't push a string, it gets all over the place.
Sure.
He says, now pull it forward, and he said, that's what leadership is.
Wow.
You have to lead from the front. You have to be out there, not from the rear.
And you've got to assemble a great team around you. What do you look for? As you surround yourself, and every great business leader, Walter, surrounds themselves with great people, because no one does it on their own. What do you look for in those people?
What I really do is people who are better than I am, who can do things better than I am, who are smarter than I am. I look for people who have more experience, who are smarter, who have done things I haven't done. Because if I'm only going to hire someone who can do it as well as I can, or not as well as I can, well, I'm not going to grow. And the organization is going to get smaller and smaller, because if it's all based on how smart I am, we're not going to do very well. The circle's going to get smaller. So I try to surround myself with people who are better than I am. See, the thing is, any plan will work if it's executed. The difference is, a good people and a bad plan will give you modest success. Good people and a good plan will give you exemplary success. But either way, you'll succeed if you have good people. The key is not the strategy. The key is the people.
That's interesting. It's not the strategy. It's
no.
The people.
Right. Absolutely. Because nothing ever works the way we – all life is change. All nature is change. You've never seen two trees that are alike. You've never seen two leaves that are alike. Everything is – nature is constantly changing and amending. Well, all of life is change. So once you know that, you have to – you want to surround yourself with people who are better than you are. And the truth is, I'm surrounded by people who are better than I am, because I've made a conscious effort to get people who can do things I can't do and can do them better than I can. Because, again, why do I need them if they can only do it as well as I can do it?
No question about it. And when you're looking at Parade Magazine, for example, Walter, you know, I guess a major challenge for every leader is to inspire all your stakeholders and associates and workers to continue to add value as well. How do you work that at Parade Magazine? Do you let them run autonomously? And how do they create value?
Well, it's any CEO has certain contingent, constituencies, the shareholders, the employees, the vendors, and the customers. You can tell a lot about a customer, a lot about a company by what is the priority. And because each one of those are important. But what you create the same stake in each by representing the interests of each. What is their proprietary interest? A shareholder is interested in shareholder value. An employee is interested in employee value. When you a vendor value, customer value. Well, if you start with the product, because that's what everybody identifies with, you have to make every effort to make it the very best product, whatever it is, that it can be. I know a man named Mortimer Levitt, who's 96. He created all the custom shirt shops years ago, and he's had so many extraordinary successes in his life, and people have asked him, because he has no education, how do you do this? He said, well, you just have to make a really good product and do it cheaper than anyone else. And sell it cheaper than anyone else. Well, it's a simple way of doing it, but if you look at Parade, Parade creates an emotional bond between it and the readers. Readers don't consider it a magazine they read. They consider it their magazine. When I speak around the country, people get up and they get mad at me about some cover that we ran. Why did you have him instead of her? And why didn't you do this and that?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of engagement is because they could consider it theirs. They look forward to it. They argue with it. They praise it. They go back and forth with it. It's creating that. Well, that's not by accident. It's a lot of hard work by the editors, a lot of rejection of material, a lot of hard editing and hard thoughts and work, every line, every letter, every page. There's an old saw. If it reads easy, it wrote hard. If it reads hard, it wrote easy.
That's very good.
So there's a lot of hard work in creating a creative product. But the most important thing in everything I've just discussed that links them all, whether it's the shareholders, the vendors, the customers or employees, integrity. You must keep your word.
Walter Anderson, you have delivered again a classic interview for us. I just want to thank you. This time, I said this before, it does go quickly, and we hope to have you come back and continue. You're just a fabulous teacher, and I just want to thank you for the gift of your time.
You're very welcome, John. I'd look forward to coming back.
I want to thank Anne Marie Morrissey of Parade Magazine for her assistance today. I also want to thank our team here at Legends of Success, Michael Parks, and the beautiful and intelligent Billy Resnick, my best friend, for her help throughout the week. But most of all, thank you for listening and joining us today. This has been Legends of Success, your direct connection to America's most original success stories. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A memorial service for the late Republican Senator John McCain will be held later this morning at a church in Phoenix, Arizona, and former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden will, at John McCain's request, be delivering the eulogy. McCain spoke about his friend last October.
Some of the dear friends that I have are on the other side of the aisle. My beloved friend Joe Biden, he and I fight. Oh, we used to fight. But we were friends, and when it came time to settle something, because we were of goodwill, we could get it settled and resolved.
Fire officials in Jacksonville, Florida, say the video game tourney where a deadly mass shooting happened on Sunday never should have taken place. Chicago Pizza in the Jacksonville Landing didn't have the proper permit to hold the event. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Vatican's not commenting on new accusations that corruption is reaching the highest levels of the Catholic Church leadership. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano says he can compare church cover-ups of sexually abusive leaders to what he called the conspiracy of silence that prevails in the mafia. Florida's Republican candidate for governor, current Congressman Ron DeSantis, denying that he was making a racial reference when he warned Florida voters not to monkey this up by electing the Democrat Andrew Gillum. He'd made the remark on Tuesday after the primary results were in. Last night, he said,
"It has zero to do with race. It has everything to do with whether we want Florida to continue to go in a good direction, building off the success, or do we want to turn to left-wing socialist policies."
Gillum, who's Florida's first African-American major party nominee for governor, called that remark by DeSantis straight out of the Trump playbook. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The nation's unemployment lines a little bit longer last week than the week before. The Labor Department reporting that 213,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 more than the week before, and basically in line with what economists were predicting. Two major hurricanes now churning in the Pacific. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Hurricane Miriam is developing in the eastern Pacific Ocean, but at this time doesn't currently pose a threat to land, according to the National Hurricane Center. It's traveling west at 9 miles per hour and had maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Hurricane Norman also developed in the eastern Pacific. The eye of the storm was located 500 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California. Forecasters expect the storm to become a major hurricane, Category 3 or higher, by Thursday. There are no advisories in effect.
And a new study out of Canada finding that